And now the game where we ask someone supreme about something mundane. It's called Not My Job. Ooh. Mary Wilson was just 16 years old when she signed to Motown Records with the group that would eventually become the Supremes. From there, Wilson, along with Diana Ross and Florence Ballard, turned the vocal trio into one of the most legendary musical acts of all time, with 12 number one singles and a place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. As if that weren't enough, she's now a best-selling author and cultural ambassador for the U.S. State Department. Mary Wilson, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you.
I was given a copy of your book, your new book that's coming out, Supreme Glamour. And the whole book, everyone, you have to see it. It's all of the costumes that the Supremes wore in their entire career. It's gorgeous. I couldn't imagine. I mean, I tour as a comedian, and it's hard enough just to bring one jacket.
But see, the thing about it is you're a man.
Right.
Mary, did you, as a teenager and then a young woman, have a lot of input into the costumes that you all wore?
Oh, yeah, always. Because, we all grew up as girly girls, and we loved to dress up. So we have to choose our own costumes, yes.
So you were such trendsetters because what you all wore, like, really dictated fashion, like bell bottoms and the patent leather boots and the belts and the, that must have been so much fun.
For me, the mini outfits were best for me. Because I have pretty good legs, so,
I have to say, I really like those too.
Mary, I read that some of the clothes had been lost over the years. Yes. How do you lose, like, such amazing, like, does it hurt? I felt hurt. I was reading the book, and I was like, oh, man, I want that dress. What happens? How does a dress get lost?
A lot of times we would have our gowns stored in different places, and so that's how a lot of them disappear, because we, never came back to really find them all, so now they're showing up.
Mary, it's always such an amazing feeling when I get to hear the songs come on the radio, and it just takes me back just in my life and just where I was, and it was a time of, your music was so filled with joy. When you hear your own music when you're walking through life, does it do that to you?
Yes, going through Starbucks or any place, I think about the people at Motown. Motown had the Miracles, Mary Wells, the Four Tops, the Martha the Vandellas, the Supremes, the Temptations.
Amazing.
So it brings back all of those wonderful memories of when we were all kind of younger and crazier. A lot of times I want to say, hey, that's me. And I thought, I know that if, people in the store, if I... they'll probably arrest me, thinking I was crazy, right?
I see the police pulling you off. No, I am a Supreme.
I really am.
And you're Mary, okay. How did you become a Supreme?
Well, we were in, I think, the eighth grade, and so I entered a talent show, which Florence was also on, and I didn't know her. And after the show, we kind of got together and said, people are starting these little groups. Let's try to see if anyone wants to put us in it. And a couple of weeks later, she came up and she said, Mary, guess what? These three guys, the Primes, wanted to put together a group. I told them about you, and they talked to this girl, Diane, across the street, and they wanted to meet us tomorrow at their apartment.
Wow.
Well, if our moms had known about that, they would not have allowed
us.
That's amazing.
And I want to add one other thing, is that two of the guys actually became later on two of the Temptations.
Oh, wow.
We have a long history.
And you're still going. You're going to be on this season's Dancing with the Stars.
Honey, I am dancing right now, and I am sore in places I never knew I had. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you got an audience there. Oh, my goodness, I should have said that.
They won't tell anyone.
Okay, be quiet, guys. Let me tell you, as the Supremes, we always did lots of choreography.
Uh-huh.
But trying to do these new dance, some of the waltzes and the cha-cha-cha and things I've never done before,
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. I wouldn't call the waltz new, Mary.
No, it's new for me.
Oh,
new.
I hear
it's
you.
Not like,
yeah.
It's not like doing our Stop in the Name of Love, okay?
Oh, I think it's so great that you're on there. You're probably one of the only guests they've ever had that hasn't committed a crime. Don't think so.
Okay.
Mary, when you're on the show, are you wearing any of your Supremes outfits?
Oh, honey, I can't even get a leg in one of those. One
arm. All right, Mary Wilson, we're delighted to have you here. And now it's time for a game we're calling
Stop in the Name of Anything.
You're famous for Stop in the Name of Love, but what do you know about people who can't stop? People who run stop signs and stoplights. We're going to ask you three questions. Get just two right, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Bill, who is Mary Wilson playing for?
Casey Price of San Francisco, California.
Oh, I love San Francisco. Hi, guys. We've got a girl. I've seen you today.
All right. Okay. Here's your first question. In 2011, an intoxicated man in England who ran a red light while driving a horse-drawn carriage blamed it on what? A, quote, the economy. B, he blamed it on his horse, which he said was colorblind. C, he said he was unable to find the brake pedal on the horse.
So, it could be A or B.
What would a drunk guy say?
He would make up something really stupid.
Like?
I'd say B.
You say B, that's right. That's right. Good job.
God.
Yeah. You've got one right. This is so much easier than Dancing with the Stars. All right. Here's your next question. In 2016, a Florida man busted for running a stop sign blamed what? A, his horse, which was riding in the passenger seat and gave him bad advice. B, he told police he was part shark, and so if he stopped moving, he'd die. Or C, a fly which flew into his mouth.
I don't know. I'm going to just go, B? B.
That one was C, a fly which flew into his mouth.
Oh, that's the one I meant.
Yes, you did.
I thought you did. All right, here's your last question. In 2016, a Massachusetts man was busted for running a red light after what happened? A, his six-year-old son called the cops to turn him in. B, his horse made a citizen's arrest. Or C, he posted a quote, traffic violation selfie on Instagram.
Okay, why are all these horses here?
That's a good question, Mary.
Because we have writers with a sick sense of humor.
Okay. Yes. It was A.
That's right. Bill, how did Mary Wilson do on our quiz?
Mary is the winner.
Well, listen, I just want you to know that when I win on Dancing with the Stars, I will definitely win.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah. That was great. All right, Mary Wilson, a music legend and one of the founding members of the Supremes. She's just published a book of her costumes called Supreme Glamour, and you can see her on Dancing with the Stars on ABC this fall.
We love you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
In just a minute, Bill gets drunk with R2-D2 in the Listener Limerick Challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on air. We'll be back lickety-split with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.